One.
Hey, welcome to all our Facebook Live friends all across the countryside. I'm the fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke, joined in studio today with Dane County Director Joe Parisi, who is made a very special effort to work with Dane County farmers and landowners, specifically when it comes to nutrient management plans and taking a long-term approach, not only to managing those nutrients, Joe, but even recapturing or at least figuring out where some of the nutrients previously had gone. First, let's go back. Yahara Pride Farms is a voluntary farm effort that's been happening here in the Dane County area for more than 5 years now. It's all about nutrient management, putting cover crops out on the fields, trying to keep nutrients on the farm and know where what's happening with our waterways. It's been very successful, so much so, Joe, that you see that kind of pilot project expanding. You want to tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, absolutely. For the last few years, we've had a pilot project going on with our farmers. And it's been a partnership between the county, between our farms, the Madison Metropolitan Sewerage District, local municipalities, all coming together to work on practices to help keep nutrients in the soil and on the ground. Because as we know, we have some challenges with our lakes, and the main challenge for our lakes, it comes from phosphorus runoff, and that is a couple of sources. It has urban sources, because in the urban areas, what we see is stormwater outfalls, so whenever it rains, that water goes into the streets and directly into the lakes. And with that comes phosphorus, comes sediment, comes other runoff that feeds into the lakes that causes problems. And then in the rural areas, we have challenges with phosphorus runoff from farm fields. And so what we've done is we have a partnership with all of these different entities pooling our resources to address phosphorus runoff at the source. We do a number of things in the urban areas, and then in the rural areas, the farm partnerships we have are crucial. And what we do is we work with the farmers to help implement practices that help keep the nutrients on the fields, keep the soil on the fields and in the ground. And this is everything from buffer strips to grass waterways, to working on putting roofs over feedlots, to manure storage, et cetera. And we could not do this, and we would not see the success that we are seeing without the partnership with our farmers, because this is really farmer-led. And the Yahara Pride Farms have taken charge of this and really implemented these practices that help out the farms, and these are practices the farms want to implement, and they help us reduce phosphorus runoff into the lakes.
One item that you brought up recently during the Yahara Pride's watershed-wide annual meeting is something called legacy phosphorus, legacy nutrients. Joe, tell us what that is, because for people that continue to want to point the finger at farms and the constant algae bloom that they're worried about, some very interesting historical data that you have helped to fund research-wise to learn more about regarding the legacy of these nutrients. Explain that more.
Yeah, and like you said, you know, it's easier for people to make broad assumptions and point fingers at folks and try to blame people for different things that are going on. But what you have to do is look at the science, and that's exactly what we've done when we're looking for the sources of phosphorus. Now, as I mentioned, we've done a lot of great work with our farmers, particularly in the North Mendota watershed, the Wanakee, the Springfield area, Vienna, because that's the source of the watershed. You know, everything from there flows into Lake Mendota and then beyond. And so what we do is we implement these practices, and then we monitor the streams for phosphorus levels. And what we found a few years ago was that the practices should be resulting in less phosphorus in the water, but we weren't seeing less phosphorus in the water. So what we did, I funded a study 2 budgets ago to go in there and look at the reason why. And what we found was that the farmers are doing their job upstream, but what we have in the water is 100 years worth of something we refer to as legacy phosphorus. And this is muck that has accumulated over decades when people were farming before we knew about modern conservation practices, and that is built up in the streams over the past century. And what happens is that phosphorus oozes into the water. So the phosphorus we're seeing, that the levels, most of that is coming from that phosphorus that's already in the streams.
So that is kind of an eye-opening situation for a lot of folks that still believe that it's agriculture's situation to deal with. What about that legacy phosphorus then, Joe? Are we going to look at how we can mitigate that, or are we just going to have to live with it and manage around it?
No, we're going to go in and tackle it because, you know, we're still going to work on our practices upstream with the farmers and getting more folks involved in the conservation practices. But what we need to do is go in and get that legacy phosphorus. So I funded a pilot last summer to go in, and it's like we use almost like a big vacuum cleaner, a hydraulic suction machine to suck out that muck. And what we did about a 2 mile stretch on Dorn Creek, and we got right down to a nice hard sand and gravel bottom. It's beautiful. And we removed that legacy phosphorus. We put it in a field with a clay liner. We're going to cover it and plant over it so the phosphorus stays where it is and doesn't go back into the watershed. And what we're finding is we worked in partnership with the state and identified 33 miles of stream in the Mendota watershed that has legacy sediment. So over the next 4 years, Dane County is going to go in and remove 870,000 pounds of phosphorus that's in all of that sediment. We're going to remove the sediment, going to get rid of 870,000 pounds of phosphorus, and it makes it very cost-effective to do it that way, too, because it's very concentrated.
And I assume those are truly documentable results, then, that you can show people.
Absolutely. It's this is all
gone.
Based on the science.
Excellent. Excellent. Joe, let's talk a little bit more about what Dane County is doing to continue to manage all the nutrients. You don't want to lose farms. You don't want to see burdens put on farms, per se. So you have got more partnerships going on. Manure storage has always been something that you've monitored. Dane County has spearheaded some cost share with some methane digesters and those type of processing facilities around our area. Tell me what's on your horizon for 2017 and beyond with regard to manure storage.
Yeah, manure storage is a really exciting area that we're getting more involved in. And again, this initiative came from sitting down with and listening to farmers. A few years ago, I met with a group of our farmers out in town of Springfield, and we were talking about some of the challenges in the winter with winter spreading. And instead of pointing fingers or having some kind of blanket spreading ban, we got together saying, what can we do working together to constructively manage this? And the number one response was, we need help with manure storage, particularly smaller and medium-sized farms that can't necessarily afford storage. And so what we've done is I have $1.1 million of county money in the budget in 2017 for cost sharing with local farms to build storage. And what we want to focus on moving forward is what we refer to as community storage. Maybe find two or three smaller farms that can't afford storage themselves and have them share manure storage facility that we would cost share to build with them. Now, one of the examples of this, and this was for one farm, not community, but this was storage, was what we announced last week at the Meyer Farm. We cost shared with the Meyers to help them build larger storage, which will give them the capacity to store throughout the winter so that they can spread where they want, when they want. And that's what's important. So basically the agreement is we help cost share to build storage. And in exchange, the farmers utilizing that storage agree not to spread from December 1st to March 31st. It's a win-win situation. The farmers get to apply when it's needed, where it's needed, keep those nutrients in the ground and ready for the crops to take up at the ideal time. So we're really excited about this partnership.
The other thing that I find interesting is you're taking it one step additionally. For a while now with those methane digesters that we've had, we've ended up with byproduct, shall we say. And now you are in the process of trying to investigate markets that might need those fractions, those nutrients, what we're redeeming from those facilities.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is a valuable commodity. I mean, people have to buy fertilizer. They have to buy phosphorus. They have to buy nitrogen. So when we can find farms through doing a lot of testing, again, based on science, who need this, that's where we want to try to get the byproduct that we're taking out, because it doesn't make a lot of sense to take phosphorus out of the manure and then have someone, a few miles over have to go buy some phosphorus for their fields. So the more we can communicate, the more we can recycle that and use it locally, the better.
Now you're up to speed on what's happening in Dane County, specific with regard to nutrient management plans and the cooperation between Dane County and groups like the Yahara Pride Farms Group. So Joe Parisi, our Dane County executive, in studio with us and on Facebook Live, keeping you up to date on how that money and those projects are being spent. I'm the fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke.